Shalom. Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael E. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled Incredible Happenings. Incredible Happenings. I take our scripture reading from Acts chapter 26, verse 8. The Bible says, "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" The rock foundation of the Christian faith is that God is able to raise the dead. This is aptly illustrated by Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4. "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Through this power of resurrection, all things are possible to the believer." Consequently, in the realm of the believer, nothing should be thought too incredible to happen. Our works and acts of faith should rather be incredible to the people of the world. Beloved, you must walk in the consciousness that as a believer, you live in the realm of all possibilities. Raising the dead is but the tip of the iceberg in your walk with God. Acts chapter 20, verse 9 to 10. "And there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sank down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and, embracing him, said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. And they brought the young man alive." Per the magnitude of his fall from the third floor, Eutychus surely must have broken a neck bone and so was completely dead. From a human and medical perspective, it was impossible and incredible for him to be raised back to life. But the word of God says he came back to life by a simple embrace from Apostle Paul. Such supernatural occurrences were very common with Apostle Paul. The Bible says in Acts chapter 28, verse 3 to 6, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he, Paul, shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. The snake was so venomous that immediately it bit Paul. The scripture says the people looked to see if he would swell or suddenly fall dead. Assuredly, they must have noted this to be the pattern of behavior of all others beaten by the snake, but not so with Paul. He shook the snake off his hand and did not even look like he had been beaten by the snake, notorious for being deadly. No wonder the barbarians called him a god. Beloved in Christ, this realm is your estate as well. The scripture not only say all things are possible with God, but it emphatically declares also that all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 10:27, Jesus said, "Looking upon them saith, With men it is impossible, but not so with God. For with God all things are possible." Mark 9:23 also says, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. As you're listening to this podcast, I know you have wallowed so long in that despondent situation because you have not sapped of the good life in the Word. And so all you see when you look into your Bible are letters, black and white, which are difficult to understand. The Bible proclaims that in Proverbs 24 verse 5 that a strong man knows how to use his strength, but a person with knowledge is even more powerful. Beloved, your knowledge and understanding in the Word is your strength. The spirit life of the Word is the life that heals the sick and raises the dead. It is the life that walks on water, defying all the laws of physics. It is the life that is able to influence events thousands of kilometers away just by a word. It is a life that focuses on fulfilling the dream of God and not the opinions of men. Incredible happenings everywhere that turn the world to turn. This is your position and reality in Christ. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.